Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where over the last several days we've been talking about intimacy within the marriage relationship. And I want to wrap all of that up by giving you three more ways to see God's goodness in marriage, and particularly in this part of the marriage. So seeing God's goodness in the sexual relationship part of the marriage relationship should cause us to do this. It should cause us to communicate with our spouses. If you want to proceed down a biblical path of intimacy with your spouse, you will have conversations. It will create conversations. It has to, because you both have expectations and you both need to be on the same playing field with those expectations. So you must communicate and you must listen and serve one another. Here's the second way that we can see God's goodness in this part of the marriage relationship, because it should cause us to consider how Christ loves us. Intimacy within the marriage is one of the great reminders of our oneness with Christ. This is what we've been learning. And as much joy and security and safety we may experience from intimacy with our spouse, multiply that by infinity, and that's what we have in Christ. Here's the third thing. Seeing God's goodness in this part of the marriage relationship should cause us to cherish the cross. Just like the husband does not withhold anything good and biblical from his wife, neither has God withheld what is for our ultimate good. And here's how God did not withhold anything good from us. He put his love for us on display in the most dramatic way possible. Because of his love for us, he sent his one and only Son into the mire and filth of our world that is ravaged by our sin. And Jesus declared that he would pay the penalty for our sin so that we could know the joy of a relationship with him and his Father. Jesus said in John chapter 17, "This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." The only way we could know God in this way is to have our sinfulness removed. And Jesus paid that price on the cross for all who would believe. Forgiveness was purchased for you and is offered freely to you in Christ. So come to Christ. If you are a believer, when you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Vi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Liberia.